mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's already Friday, the 15th day of July, 2005. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. We're going to have wide open phones. State Rep Court is going to be joining us to talk about a legislative fight here at the state level against the Supreme Court's ruling that, well, if local governments want to take your private property for private use, they can do it if some land baron wants it. But that'll be a mini-interview for just one segment coming up later, but it's very important. There's been so many developments with Karl Rove, so many developments on the expansion of NAFTA into the free trade area of the Americas via CAFTA. So much happening, we're going to cover it all. Top Chinese general warns U.S. over attack, says that they will destroy hundreds of our cities. Meanwhile, our Fortune 500 have transferred most of our factories over there. Bush has taken all the restrictions off supercomputers. Bill Clinton only took some off. You're liberal if you don't give them all the supercomputers, and you're liberal if you don't hand your guns in. It's the new conservatism. And so we'll go over these amazing comments, and there's just a lot of stuff has come out now. The picture is getting clearer and clearer of a government inside job concerning the tragic events that took place now 8 days ago over in the United Kingdom, the London bombings. But don't worry, our government says that there's more than 1,000 people with possible terror ties to the United States who have explosives readily available, and they could be hitting our transportation systems any minute. The only answer is to give up all of our freedoms now and accept the police state, but the borders will stay wide open. They're having terror drills all over the country, which psychologically create the subconscious mental illusion of a climate of terror. But don't worry, the government's there to coddle you and take all your freedoms. A hunted chemistry expert has been arrested. The guy they think, the Egyptian chemistry expert who the police were searching for, why they've... Police have gotten him in Cairo. So, boy, see, they're really investigating to keep you safe. Again, I mentioned this, but here's the headline. Tulsa attacked with bubonic plague in bio drill. So we'll be going over that. Also, Iraq to probe alleged police torture and killings. Australia in the aftermath of the bombings to consider national ID card to fight terrorism as England rampages forward with it, and some good news, but of course he's drawing fire for it. Town uses trespassing law to fight illegal immigration, and the police chief said that he was sick of stopping illegal aliens who were committing crimes, and the feds would say, well, they're not really illegal, just let them go. And he said, no, we're going to charge them with trespassing. That's got the globalist hopping mad. It's only the citizens that are under all these draconian laws, not the precious illegal aliens. They get all the freebies, all the incentives, because the New World Order wants to bring them here. Oh, by the way, it's not just Australia and England and everybody else adopting these national ID cards. Thailand adopts emergency powers to fight the evil terrorist. Everybody's joining in on the fun. A FBI email proves wrongful arrest in Madrid bombing. More frame-ups there. The big news, though, none of this is important. Houston rapper fired his baggage screener because he's the Arabic assassin. Meanwhile, Russia to reintroduce Soviet-era military training schools. And the neocons are out fear-mongering that Al-Qaeda nukes already in U.S. terrorist bombs smuggled across Mexico border by MS-13 gangsters. But that's okay. We got to keep that border wide open. We hope some nukes go off. The globalists do, because then they'll get to enslave us even more. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wide open phones on this Friday edition, the 15th day of July, 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we're going to be live for the next 3 hours. To be precise, 2 hours and 51 minutes, 25 seconds. Coming up, we do have State Rep Frank Court coming on to talk about Texas's fight against the Supreme Court's announcements of no more private property of, 3.5 weeks ago now. Well, it's conclusive. They show us a grainy surveillance photo of someone with a backpack, and there is your conclusive proof they bombed these three buses. Excuse me, these three trains and this one bus. There is your conclusive proof. Of course, London is about 20% Muslim. The country itself is only about, 4 or 5%, but London is about 20% Muslim, according to the statistics I've seen. And so now you have these buses, just buses and trains swarming with Muslims, and so anytime you've got surveillance video of one of these guys getting on a bus, why, there is your proof that they are suicide bombers. And ABC News is reporting that there's probably 1,000 of these people. The neocons are saying between 20 and 50,000 Al-Qaeda operatives just all over the place. But Tony Blair last night told MSNBC that he admitted the truth. I guess it slipped out of him that Al-Qaeda isn't really a group. It's a philosophy, because that's true. Al-Qaeda is the name of a CIA file. This is admitted, by the way. A CIA file that Mujahideen's different profiles were put in back during the mid-1980s, led by the charismatic CIA officer Tim Osmond. That's his code name. You know him as Osama bin Laden. So it's pretty amazing, and there are so many developments that we just barely scratched the surface on yesterday concerning this Madrid bombing, and a lot of new developments since the broadcast yesterday, so we're going to be going over those. Meanwhile, one of the top Chinese generals is saying they will destroy several hundred of our cities if we get involved in defending Taiwan. And the neocons are out fear-mongering, saying Al-Qaeda nukes already in U.S., and that the Mexican MS-13 gangs have brought them across. Now, I don't like MS-13. I know they work with Los Zetas. I know that they're CIA-controlled. That is even admitted now. Mainstream news. CIA-trained, funded, Pentagon-protected. And they're there to go after the cartels and the people that don't pay their cut into the real gangsters' bank accounts. But to say that Los Zetas and MS-13 are sneaking nukes across, I mean, that's a fable. But we've got more focus on this than we do on a press conference given by, the number three man in the Chinese communist military saying they're preparing to nuke the United States. I mean, he gives a press conference and says this. And the Financial Times of London says that, and MSNBC say, he doesn't necessarily represent the views of the other brass, and, well, they haven't talked like this in 10 years. Folks, the Chinese military talks like this about every 6 months. Okay? And they're a much greater threat than Al-Qaeda. A much greater threat than, you know, MS-13 and Los Zetas. And Bill Clinton got in a lot of trouble for giving some supercomputers, allowing the transfer of some supercomputers that were needed to miniaturize warheads so that they could then be put into MIRV technology, or multiple reentry devices. You see, without a MIRV encased pod, they may have their long march, long range intercontinental ballistic missiles that can be fired from their bases in Tibet over the ice cap, over the North Pole, and hit any U.S. city in about 24 minutes, by the way. From launch time to detonation, you know, a half mile over your major city. But if they launch these long march, which they have over 100 of, each long march until the globalists gave them the MIRV technology would just be able to hit one target. And we do have anti-missile technology that could knock out easily most of those long-range missiles as they came in. But with MIRV, when it starts coming back into the upper atmosphere, when it comes back out of space into our atmosphere, the nose cone pops off of the second stage, depending on which missile it is, in some cases the third stage. The nose cone pops open, and between 5 to 30 warheads then launch from their own missile pods, their own propulsion systems, and hone in on different military and civilian and industrial targets. Now, the latest MIRV technology, again, that the U.S. has and the Russians have, with the Topol-M, can have about 30 of these, and warheads aren't cheap, so normally about half of them are real warheads. The others are dummies. And so then the former DC-10s retrofitted with giant chemical lasers that are always in the air flying around, and the particle beams based in space since the 80s, and the particle beams on the ground are unable to shoot all of them down. We get hit. And so while the government's running around telling you Al-Qaeda's going to nuke you any minute, give up all your liberties, Bill Clinton gave the latest supercomputers, but there were still some restrictions, to the Chi-Coms, that's Communist Chinese for those that have been told they're not communist anymore. And Bill Clinton was in deep trouble over it. I ranted. I raved. I screamed from the rooftops. I remember, you know, back then it was every month the communist Chinese were threatening to nuke us. And, you know, you go ahead and hit Beijing, we'll hit New York. We'll hit L.A. And then George Bush got into office, and he took all restrictions off, and every supercomputer you can imagine for building cruise missiles, building MIRV technology, building microchips, really sold us out industrially, because these are needed to design chips, and not just for warfare, was given to them, and there was not a word said by Bill Gates. There was not a word said by Rush Limbaugh. There was not a peep out of Michael Wiener. There was not a scintilla said by Michael Gallagher. Nothing was said. It was in the military publications. It was in a few truly conservative and libertarian publications and a few liberal publications. And you can look it up. And so, again, Bush wants the assault weapons ban. Bush appoints pro-abortionists. Bush signs back on to UNESCO. Bush is for total amnesty for the illegal aliens. Bush gives us a $2.6 trillion budget. Bill Clinton's biggest was $1.8 trillion. And that's okay, though, because the average so-called conservative, you know, with a military background who makes $200,000 a year, will argue with you. They're smart guys and gals. But they decide to not face the truth, and they will tell you, they've told me in grocery stores and at neighborhood swimming pools, that no, Alex, it's not true, Gonzalez is an anti-gun, he's not pro-abortion, or Rush, this is word for word, or Rush Limbaugh would have talked about it. Well, let me tell you something, you don't know what's going on, and you better find out. In case you don't believe me, let me just read the Financial Times of London. They were at the press conference. Top Chinese general warns U.S. over attack. China is prepared to use nuclear weapons against the U.S. if it is attacked by Washington during a confrontation over Taiwan, a Chinese general said yesterday in a press conference. Quote, this is in front of over 100 reporters. If the Americans draw their missiles and position guided ammunition onto the target zone, so he's saying if they just are deployed on Chinese territory, I think we will have to respond with nuclear weapons, said General Zhu Qingyu. Qingyu. Qinghu. General Zhu was speaking at a function for foreign journalists organized in part by the Chinese government. So it's official. He added that China's definition of its territory included warships and aircraft. If the Americans are determined to interfere, then we will be determined to respond, said General Zhu, who is also a professor at China's National Defense University. We will prepare ourselves for the destruction of all the cities of Xi'an. Of course, the Americans will have to be prepared that hundreds of cities will be destroyed by the Chinese. Thomas Barnett says the Muslims are the threat at the Pentagon, their top strategist. He says the Chinese are good. Hey, tell you what, email, instant message my producer, John, get Benton K. Parton on. I want to get General Parton on, if not today, Monday. In fact, I want Parton on right now. Try to get Parton. I just thought of this. Why didn't I think of that earlier? General Zhu is a self-acknowledged hawk who has warned that China would strike the U.S. with long-range missiles, but his threat to use nuclear weapons in a conflict over Taiwan is the most specific by a senior Chinese official in nearly a decade. That is not true. However, some U.S.-based Chinese experts caution that General Zhu probably did not represent the mainstream People's Liberation Army view. He is running way behind his brief on what China might do in retaliation of the U.S. if push comes to shove. General Zhu's comments come as the Pentagon prepares to brief Congress next Monday on its annual report on the Chinese military, which is expected to take a harder line than previous years. They are also likely to fuel the mounting anti-China sentiment on Capitol Hill. So let's worry about Al-Qaeda, folks, which Tony Blair admitted on MSNBC last night doesn't exist. Oh, we have the link to it. It doesn't exist, but give up all your rights because they might pop off a few plastiques. We'll be Oh, folks, there's so much more. Stay with us.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps to provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through a beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now 1-877-300-0040.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, understand that strategically, globally, the term communism didn't exist until about 100 years ago. Before that, it was international socialism. And it was written up and paid for by the British Crown. They had people all over the world creating middle classes, even displacing some of the robber barons, some of the industrial barons' monopoly of control. And it's public. They funded communism as a false choice. Oh, let's get those evil rich people Well, really what it was the elite manipulating the poor populations to go after the middle class. And so the Soviet Union was literally funded by London and Wall Street, by New York and London, as well as some of the French industrialists and German industrialists trying to fund it. I'll never forget, and I've told this story many times, they had a special on the History Channel about 5 years ago, and they had the CIA section chief who was over China in 1949. He was an old 80-something-year-old man whenever he gave the interview. And he said, well, contrary to popular belief, we actually put Mao in. We didn't like the nationalist. We thought Mao would do a better job. So there again. Now, we already knew that. We'd already covered that, but here they were just admitting it. It's like Kermit Roosevelt admitting they carried out terror attacks in 1953 to blame it on Mossadegh and Iran. I mean, I can't get over how they just come out and admit it. You understand, folks, this is admitted. And then Nixon opens up China in the early 1970s. Bush is, of course, the ambassador there, lived there for 3 years. Kissinger was the main envoy on that, and then suddenly all of our factories started shifting over to China, moving over to China with the slave labor. Then the globalists based in Europe and the U.S. for now 25, 30 years have used those slave goods to leverage out our factories, our companies, because it's not free market. We cannot compete with 1,300,000,000 slaves. And so only certain major conglomerates like Costco and Walmart, who are basically controlled by the same globalists, are able to then get these baubles and goods, retail goods, these incredibly low prices, and then they're able to literally knock out all their competition, further centralizing control. So they made this deal with the devil with Mao. Remember in 2000, they celebrated, 1999, 50 years of Mao, and the Fortune 500 had their annual meeting, the Fortune 500 celebration in Tiananmen Square with a military parade. Journalist out there, check your LexisNexis. You can pull this up on Google as well. I'll never forget seeing it on the news as they were there. And Jiang Zemin said, Chinese capitalism is the greatest, this is a quote, is the greatest expression of communism. Chinese capitalism is the greatest expression and form of communism. That's the exact quote. And people go, capitalism is communism? Well, what is capitalism? We were told we're not free market, we're not liberty-oriented anymore. We're now capitalist. Well, what is capitalist? Centralized elites know best, and they have the capital, and it's capitalism. But they get that capital through criminal means, whether it's through socialism or communism or fascism. And Carol Quigley said in his 1968 book, Tragedy and Hope, Bill Clinton's mentor, who he thanked in his acceptance speech when he had been sworn in, who he thanked in his first State of the Union, that Georgetown head of the political science department, wrote a 900-page book saying, we are the globalists. We control fascism. We control communism. We are the new world order. And so now you got to ask yourselves, why did Rumsfeld through Clinton give the reactors in North Korea so they can produce over 100 nuclear weapons with what we gave them? Why did they give China the MIRV technology? Why did they let them take Hong Kong? Why? That's the $64 million question. And I'll give you the answer briefly on the other side. It is so important. And then we'll get into the latest developments with the terror attacks. Take a bunch of your calls. We've got a guest coming on. Talk about the land grabbing that's going on. But until we get real political terms, we're not going to get this country back. Until we're able to really understand the true political paradigm, things are only going to get worse. It's about life and death. I mean, all of our lives are on the line. All of our freedoms are on the line. Our children's future are on the line. We better figure out what's really going on. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
You now know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is when it happens, is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The keychain attachable Nucalert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nucalert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. See the keychain attachable Nucalert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. The patented Nucalert has even passed the rigorous military EMP tests and been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. Discover your family's primary nuclear defense today at NUKALERT.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want to repeat, ladies and gentlemen, according to MSNBC, he is either the number three or the number two general. He's basically on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And in the past, he's been the number one Chinese general. He threatened to destroy 200 U.S. cities yesterday in a press conference. You're not going to hear a word out of Bush about this. You're just going to hear about how we all got to give up our liberties because Al-Qaeda might blow something up. But the border stays wide open. I am just very upset about this, and I'll tell you what's behind this whole China situation coming up in a few minutes, then we'll go to your phone calls. We'll continue with this in a few minutes. It's very, very important. And it's just incredible. It's just incredible that we're stomping around in Iraq because the quote of Saddam Hussein, who was in our lap in the 1980s, and then meanwhile China's threatening to nuke us. This is insane. Insane. Can you imagine if Saddam would have threatened to nuke 200 cities? No, the guy didn't even have Tinker Toys, folks. All right, I'm really upset about the China situation. Threatening to nuke us. Threatening. And believe me, I'm in Central Texas with more military bases than any other area of the U.S. Okay, Fort Hood, you name it. You want the... I mean, they're serious, folks. They're saying they'll kill us. I don't appreciate that. All right, I'm sorry. I'm just really mad about this. And we should be mad. The gentleman we have on with us is, of course, a Marine Corps colonel in his own right, Frank J. Court, state representative fighting in the Texas House of Representatives to get an amendment so that the Supreme Court ruling won't be able to allow private companies to go lobby the government to steal property, basically. We've already covered the Freeport situation where the heir to ExxonMobil or Mobil wants somebody else's property. And and this is a big company, Western Seafood. They are got a $40 million a year business. I mean, even they're not safe. So don't think for a minute you're safe if you're blue collar or white collar. State Rep Court, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex. It's good to be with you again.
Hey, what do you think about the number two, number three man in the communist military and China saying they'll destroy 200 U.S. cities?
Well, I tell you, they obviously have the capability, and you know, putting those with the words or something to take serious. That's no doubt about that.
Oh, but we're worried about Saddam.
Well, you know, there's all kinds of threats out there, and you know, I think that I don't know if it's necessarily not taking it serious, but I think that they definitely need to be listening to it and seeing what that means.
Well, I mean, the Soviets, I think, only once threatened to nuke us, and that was in veiled threats. I mean, what's going on with these Chi-Coms?
Well, you know, there's and I'm not necessarily an Asian specialist, but I will tell you that the Asian countries have a lot of capabilities. And I don't know if it's not necessarily that we're focusing too much on one area, but I do know that that traditionally the military is always worried about those capabilities in Asian areas, and especially Chinese. As well as the North Koreans.
Well, you know, right here in Central and South Texas, we're almost, we're the number two target after D.C.?
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got one-tenth of the military stationed here in Texas. We would definitely be a vulnerability and a target.
Yeah, I mean, how many bases are there in Central and South Texas?
Well, we have 18 military installations in Texas, Fort Hood being one of the biggest, along with El Paso, which is Fort Bliss. And then we have our intelligence, air intelligence agencies right here in San Antonio, where I live. So we've got a lot of important commands. All of them are important, I guess. But they definitely would be things that would be looked at as being targets.
Well, I don't appreciate the communist Chinese threatening to kill my family.
I don't either. I think that there's some real problems with that. And, I'm sure all the experts are working on it.
I know, Representative Court, you came on to talk about this, but since you're a colonel in the Marine Corps, I thought we'd also get into that. Mr. Court, I know you're on a cell phone. A lot's going on. Tell us what's going on with your amendment right now to H.J. Res 19.
Well, I tell you, 3 weeks ago we talked about this measure, and, of course, we filed it right after we got to this special session. You know, the decision that was just ridiculous, ludicrous decision of Keeler versus New London, Connecticut, where the Supreme Court said that, eminent domain was abilities of cities, and not only can they do it, they can also take it for economic development and also to give it to a third party is just horrendous. And so as you and I talked last time, you know, we were taking action by putting a constitutional provision that will protect people's private property. And to report to you is that we passed that measure on Tuesday of this week with 132 for and zero against in a Texas House. And I think that's just really, phenomenal to have a issue like this pass with such support. But, it hasn't been such an easy task in the Senate, in the Texas Senate. We're still working with our allies over there.
How many senators are there?
There's 31 senators. And, of course, they have different rules than we do in the House. And so, therefore, it requires, different types of votes to get it up on the floor. But
yeah, I knew it was around 30, so, I mean, what's their problem?
Well, believe it or not, I guess they woke up and some folks that are opposed to this, like the municipalities and others, have come to those folks and convinced them that this isn't such a good idea because, this is in their words, they say that they don't want to make a mistake that would cause us to have an opportunity that might be good for our communities, whatever that means.
So basically the greedy cities and counties are lobbying to be able to steal property.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I'm a kind of a factual guy. I can't say that they're actually doing that, but someone's doing it. And I will tell you that, that what's happening is that at the same time, we're running out of time. We are in this special session for 30 days, and, of course, we were called originally to address school finance. The governor, obviously hearing the calls of the people, that called to his office and added this to the special session call, as of Friday. And, quickly we moved it to the House floor. As I said earlier, we had 132 at 150. The other members were, you know, either absent, excused absence, or they just, you know, were in their office. I don't know what, I can't explain what they were doing, but I can tell you, being in the legislature for, now for 13 years, that's a pretty good vote, 132 to nothing.
Who do we need to, so unanimous, who do we need to lobby to get the Senate to concur?
Well, we need to, there's several folks, Lieutenant Governor, and of course their office has been very amenable to, say that they're ready to take it up when it gets there. But, you know, every presiding officer in any chamber is very influential.
Who are some of the ringleaders in the Senate that are blocking this?
Well, Senator John Whitmire was definitely opposed to it. He actually debated against the enabling legislation that was similar, but it's not the constitutional provisions. You know, we need a constitutional provision, and let me tell you why. You know, it's easy to have a law that can be either challenged or overturned or even changed in the legislature by a simple majority. The Constitution of our nation, as you know, and the Constitution of our state was created to protect the citizens against government. Our founding fathers fought against a king that was taking away their privileges and their rights and their livelihoods. And I think that's what created the fabric of our society, where we have our freedoms of speech and religion and private property and abilities to assemble. And those are things that are protected in the U.S. Constitution as well by the Texas Constitution. So we need a provision in the Texas Constitution to prevent this from happening. And we're allowed to do that because the Supreme Court said we can do that, you know, in their decision. So enabling legislation is fine, but it's not going to be as a meaningful protection as this Constitution.
Okay,
provision.
So you said Senator Whitmire. Who else?
Whitmire, yeah. There was Senator Shapley from El Paso. You know, what we really need to do is convince the chairman of State Affairs, which is Senator Bob Duncan, to have a hearing for this. And then we need to have a hearing right away, and this can be tomorrow because they're going to be meeting tomorrow.
Where is Duncan's?
He's out of Lubbock.
Okay, so we need to call the senator from Lubbock.
Yeah, and of course my Senate sponsor is and very very capable because he passed the enabling legislation on Wednesday in the Senate. But it wasn't easy. It was a five-hour debate where we didn't have that much debate. We had a few folks that wanted to amend it, but it wasn't. They were friendly amendments, and I say that to strengthen it, and it wasn't to weaken it as they had in the Senate on the enabling legislation. So we need to get this measure up in the Senate, and we need to get it voted on so we can give this protection of private property before we adjourn on Wednesday of next week.
All right, so now is the time for folks to start calling. I got a bunch of different phone numbers here. If I don't want to swamp your office, but if folks call your office, can they then give them?
I think it'd be best for, you know, and only because if they want to talk to particular people. I'm going to tell you the truth, Alex. I think it's the best to talk to our allies, and I think that would be, obviously, Senator Duncan is an ally for us right now because he can make this happen. You know, Whitmire, you know, calling him, that's fine if people want to do that, but, you know, we don't want to get him riled up either, you know, because we want this thing to pass. So, you know, everybody can do what they feel the best, but to call my office, I have a toll-free number in Texas, across the nation, it's 888-463-0646. I'm going to give that again, 888-463-0646.
All right, and this is so important because Texas is being looked at, just like Connecticut, as a battleground state for this and so many other issues of freedom and liberty. And I have to tell you, State Rep. Frank J. Court, it is refreshing to have your office contact my office this morning. Ron Paul is the only national congressman that routinely contacts our show to help us lobby for issues of liberty, and it's very refreshing to have a state rep's office contact us. We're more than willing to help because you're trying to help us and help all Texans and all Americans. So give Representative Court's office a call, folks, 888-463-0646. And I don't care if you live in Maine or Los Angeles, California, and you're listening right now, this affects you in a big way. So call and get those specific numbers so we can lobby and have our First Amendment heard. And anything else, Representative Court?
No, I just thank you for giving me the opportunity to give you an update, and we hope to report to you next week that this thing has been passed and there's a protection for private property in Texas.
All right, yeah, pop some champagne if that happens. Thank you for joining us. Take care.
Thank you, Alex.
All right. Now, listen, I do get hot about this communist Chinese thing. And before Representative Court joined us, I was getting into how one of the top communist Chinese generals, and depending on what communist Chinese publication you read, he's number three or number two. He's been the number one man in their military. And they had an officially government-sanctioned press conference. They called a press conference. So you better believe this is the official view of the Chi-Coms to tell us that we'll destroy 200 of your cities if you even target, if you even point missiles at one of our ships or at one of our military assets, that we're going to go after you. And our government has been selling the communist Chinese the latest weapon systems, the latest supercomputers, so they can pack their Long March missiles, again, full of dozens and dozens of warheads and dummy warheads to fool our anti-missile systems. The most effective of those systems are the DC-10s flying around. What is there, eight of them at any one time over the U.S.? I think a couple are in Europe with these giant chemical lasers that fly around and, at 50,000 feet and try to zap these missiles as they come in before they detonate. But there's no way for 10 of these aircraft, I guess 8 of them up in the air at any one day, to be able to defend against all of this, and I don't think the globalists would defend against it. Why do I say that? The first thing Bill Clinton did, right before he left office, a whole string of traitorous things he did, was sign Presidential Decision Directive 60, PDD 60. And most of 60 is secret, but what is not secret openly states that we no longer are under MAD, or Mutually Assured Destruction. Well, that means if they're tracking 300 missiles, 20 missiles in space coming in to hit the continental United States or our possessions, that there will be a total release from the nuclear subs, the aircraft carriers, the fighter bombers, the bombers, the missile silos, the MX missiles, you name it. That we will absorb a strike and then decide what to do. That's unbelievable. By the way, the Russians and the Chinese are still on MAD. They're ready to launch, and they've developed new missiles and deployed them. And remember, it is our government. It was the Nixon administration with Ambassador Bush that opened China up and transferred our jobs and factories over there. They used that with select global corporations to leverage out our economy and deindustrialize us here. They put Mao into power in 1949. This is publicly admitted. Why? Why did they put the Soviets into power? Because the globalists needed a phony bipolar world. We've actually had a global government since 1945. And even before that, they were setting it up. There were a lot of countries that weren't under the control of the global government, but predominantly most of the world was under its control via the World Bank and the IMF and through the United Nations and other organizations. And we're under UN regulations here in America with Agenda 21 and all of the World Trade Organization and the rest of it. And understand, our government was allies with the Chinese during the war against the Japanese. They've always been allies. This whole thing is staged. And I have no doubt that our government would not even engage in a limited exchange with the Chinese to bring in world government, a limited staged exchange. They're that ruthless. They're that cunning. And all the indicators show this. It shows that it's in the cards. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but this is what everything is indicating. the way things are shaking out, it looks like in the next 8 years or so, less than 10 now, that they will have some type of nuclear event with South Korea, claim North Korea did it, probably won't even be North Korea, move against North Korea. Our government will sit it out, let the communist Chinese take Taiwan, and before that there'll be a biological event. It'll probably actually be chemical, but it'll be called biological, or a dirty bomb for sure. I'm sorry, but that's in the cards, guaranteed. Perhaps even a thermal nuclear detonation or an atomic detonation. That'll be blamed on the Middle East. Our government will attack North Korea. They will attack the Middle East. Paul Harvey will get the nuking he wants. He's been calling for. There'll be a total police state here, total national draft, and it'll be just like World War II, but they will allow the Chinese and the Russians to grab new areas, and our government will grab the other areas, and you'll have the first real total world government dominating every country on the face of the globe. Now, that's what we're facing. And I understand the geopolitical landscape. I have spent, last night I sat in a chair for 4 hours focusing deeply on this, thinking about it, drawing notes, researching. And it's the same conclusion I had 5 years ago. All right, that's the analysis. You want to know what's going on, that's it. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of 6 species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Saying we're going to have nukes go off. I'm not the one threatening to nuke us and kill 100 million people, 200 cities. I'm not the one saying Al-Qaeda is going to attack us any minute, give up all your liberties while the border stays wide open. The government is. It's not the patriots that are giving all the latest supercomputers and missile secrets to the communist Chinese so their warheads, so their missiles can have 20 warheads instead of one. It's the globalist. You know, everybody blames Bill Clinton for giving supercomputers to China. It was Republican companies doing it. It was Rumsfeld getting Clinton to authorize giving the systems to North Korea. We're supposed to deny all this? Before I go to David and Kevin and Mike and Deagle and Robert and everybody else and Ron, you know, I don't know what I've got to do. I understand how the globalists operate. It's just history. I mean, you read Machiavelli's The Prince written 500 years ago. It lays it out how governments do this, how they create crises, how they control populations, how they're ruthless, how they think you're gullible, how they manipulate you. We've got the videos that expose it. We understand their agenda. Listen, before I go to your calls, and there's just so much news coming up today. I mean, it's just incredible. Every day it just gets more and more out of control. Folks, you need to get martial law. You need to get Road to Tyranny. You need to get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Masters of Terror, Matrix of Evil. You need to get the other books and videos I carry by wonderful researchers. I mean, martial law exposes who's behind the terror. It exposes the police state. It exposes the mindset of the globalists. It's my best film. You need to have it. If you've already gotten the film, make copies of it. Get it out to people. They're dismantling all of our freedoms and arming our enemies. Because it's order out of chaos. Order out of KO. Go to InfoWars.com. Peruse the safe, secure shopping cart. Watch clips of the films. Look at all the different discounts. As much as 75% off my videos when you get multiple copies. And yes, we need your support as well to continue with our webmasters and our bandwidth and shortwave and what we do here. This is about survival, folks, and we need to stand up and get involved. So get martial law, get the other films, don't wait. Call toll-free to get it. They'll answer all your questions when you call. No obligation to buy. You can call and ask questions about the films. Just please get them. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15-cent a day memberships, monthly and yearly subscriptions, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV report, PrisonPlanet.tv. Do not wait, folks. Take action now and spread the word. Let's just go to Dr. Deagle first. He hadn't called in a while. Dr. Deagle from Canada, been a guest before. What's going on?
Well, I guess some important information that's going to back you up completely. You're always right on, Alex, and you're always way ahead of the curve of anyone else, but I'm extremely upset about what's going on. Back on March 19th, 1995, I had Colonel Lynn Wills over for dinner in Colorado Springs. And after he said grace at our dinner table, he explained that the previous week, and we're both believers, of course, they went to the highest level of DEFCON because the communist Chinese fired a missile aimed directly at St. Louis. And we didn't know because they didn't notify us and didn't notify NORAD until the president had called them and we were ready within less than 90 seconds to go to launch on command sequence.
Was it a test missile?
No, it was a test missile. We didn't know until after they exploded at 120 miles over St. Louis. That's only one of the many issues that's going on. I also was a doctor taking care of Lockheed Martin and Lucent Technologies and other companies, and I had numerous military and technical satellite engineers come to me in a panic wanting to tell me how they gave me specific documents that in 1993...
Well, just stay there. We'll be right back. Second hour straight ahead.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Berkey.